Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After years in the making, a critical moment is here for the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Today, the MFA unveils its massive new Art of the Americas wing to the media. There will be a week's worth of celebrations, many honoring the donors who made the $500 million expansion a reality. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what's at stake for the museum now that the ambitious project is complete.
A mammoth four-story glass and granite structure filled with thousands of precious American artifacts and artworks. Think 53 new galleries, 51,000 square feet of space.
I suppose there's a degree of having given birth. There's a bit of that, but mostly I'm terribly proud of what my colleagues and I have accomplished over these many years.
That's Pat Jacoby, and frankly, she should be proud. She's also a little lucky. As the MFA's deputy director, she ran a capital campaign that raised $504 million for the new wing, and the goal was reached right before the recession hit. Jacoby and museum director Malcolm Rogers kicked off the fundraising mission back in 2001.
I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many dinners we did at Malcolm's house, just trying to talk about the wing and interest potential donors in contributing to the wing.
All the talk turned to dollars. In the end, Jacoby says 25,000 donors gave anywhere between $5 to millions. National foundations like the Luce Foundation in New York also contributed. Then there's the whopping amount of money that came from the MFA's Board of Trustees.
With honorary and elected trustees, it's just under 100 people, and they gave over $250 million. So that also is huge testament to how much those people care about the museum and how much they're willing to set the pace for others.
And also how much those donors are willing to gamble on the new wing's success. I asked Jacoby what's at stake for the MFA now that the world is getting a look inside.
There was probably much more at stake during the campaign because it was whether we would make the campaign goal or not. Now what's at stake is the reputation that we ride on and making sure that we can deliver what we have said we would deliver.
I think every donor has some kind of expectations when they give substantial financial support to an institution, and I'm sure that's true of virtually every one of the donors at the MFA.
Alan Strassman is an honorary trustee and former president of the MFA's board. He heads an asset management company in Boston and has a passion for art. He's been supporting the museum for 20 years. Strassman had this answer when I started to ask how much he gave toward the new wing.
You may ask, but I won't tell you.
Strassman says it's safe to say a lot. He's the chair of the project's executive committee and has invested both time and money in this venture.
Well, I don't think there's a lot at stake for me anymore, to tell you the truth. I think I've been paid off amply along the way.
Strassman says that because being immersed in the expansion process has been gratifying personally. But when he considers the bigger picture, Strassman says institutions like the MFA are critical to Boston's status as a world-class city.
I came to Boston as a student in 1960 and stayed in part because of all the wonderful things that are here. And if Boston is going to continue to thrive throughout this century, it has to continue to compete with other great cities around the world. And this is one of the ways in which we can contribute to that process.
And while this is a big cultural moment for Boston, the rest of the world is paying attention, too. Arts reporter Judith Zabrinsky has covered the MFA's expansion for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times.
Museums all over the country have expanded over the last couple of decades, and this is MFA's entry in the space race, so to speak. So, and because it's a beautiful space and because it's chock-a-block full of art from the Americas, I think it's probably going to raise the profile and stature of the MFA.
And Dobrinsky says the $504 million raised for the wing represents a feat for Boston. Other cities, bigger cities, she says, including Los Angeles and Chicago, have not been as successful in raising money for their own museum campaigns or as strategic. The MFA's new construction cost about $340 million. Much of the rest sits in an endowment.
You know, the MFA was very ambitious here, but at the same time, a bit conservative by going for a building fund and an endowment fund at the same time. I shouldn't say conservative, I should say responsible here.
Well, and you know, I mean, talking about risks and stakes and everything that goes along with something this gargantuan, Malcolm Rogers, I mean, this has been his thing. This is his stamp. This could be his legacy. I mean, what's at stake for Malcolm Rogers?
This is totally his legacy. If I can just remind you of a little history, when he took over the museum in 1994, it was in great financial difficulties, and he got off to a certainly controversial start, but the museum is no longer in financial trouble, as well as having this beautiful new wing. He's balanced the budget for something like 14 years in a row to get people to invest in the museum.
But right now, everyone involved or watching is wondering about the payoff, meaning will the visitors come?
You've hit on a very important question for most museum expansions, which is sustainability. Usually the first year, and sometimes the first year and a half, 2 years, people come to see the new building. It's exciting. The question is whether they keep coming back year after year.
And perhaps more importantly, whether the MFA can convert those thousands of visitors into thousands of dues-paying members. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.